This is K-Wings Corner. Here's your hosts, Jordan Lass and Jim McKinney.
And just like that, we are meeting for the final time in the 2022-23 season, the final K-Wings takeover of the year. Tony will end to talk about two home games we have left.
That's it.
And then some other stuff.
Yeah.
We got a new arena being rumored.
Yeah, it's not even a rumor anymore. It's happening.
Yeah, we've got some dates we can talk about coming up in the future as well.
For the 23-24 season.
That feels weird to say.
It does. I have to shift my, I have to go into that file in my brain.
Wrapping up this season on the road Wednesday down in Fort Wayne, back at home on Friday. That is a 7 o'clock game against bitter rivals Toledo Walleye. And I'm checking the promotion here. Fan Appreciation Night.
Yeah, so that's normally the last game of the regular season.
I was going to say.
We've switched it up this year. I wanted it on a Friday. You know, it's the weekend. So it just seemed more appropriate to pair that with $3 Fridays, with the $3 beer, soda, and hot dogs. This is where we empty the K-Wings closet. So we're giving away stuff the entire game. I'll tell you right now, we are like, we have 800 tickets left maybe. So get your tickets now. If you're looking for a really good deal, there's a Hungry Howie's family and friends deal where you get like four tickets, a Hungry Howie's pizza, you get four K-Wings knit caps. Not that you'll need it on Friday because it's going to be a little warm.
Yeah.
But that's all right. It's all right. You can wear them in the arena. It's like 30, I think 35 bucks for all that. So there's like a handful of those left. So if you want to get it, go on to kwings.com. But we are going to be giving so much cool K-Wing swag away on Friday night. Come on out and don't wait to buy tickets because
they will sell out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun night. I went last year and like when she says they clean out the closet, not kidding at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are giving a team poster.
We are. We're giving a team poster away. Yes. There's not much I can say about the poster because a lot of the players we've traded. So for future considerations, all good things for the 23-24 season. So,
correct.
Yeah, I'm in the poster. That's cool.
You get a Tony Will poster.
Yeah, you get another picture of me.
We should put one up in the studio here.
Yeah, I can get you one. No problem. I get one of my parents every year. Our head coach is in it. You know, some of us, you know, mainstays, the staples. And then, of course, the players. Justin Taylor, he's a fan favorite. He just moved up to third in the franchise for, is it games played? Yeah, like he's had an incredible season. So Justin's in it too.
I've been seeing him all over social media lately.
Yeah, all over. He's had quite the season.
He has.
Yeah.
And then this coming Sunday, actually.
Yes.
I actually really like this, and I'm glad that you put the Appreciation Day before Earth Day game.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, and it's not just me, but, you know, Greenleaf Hospitality Group, the Kalamazoo Wings, around, you know, anything related to our planet Earth and taking care of it. And so we are giving away a K-Wings recyclable grocery bag or bag. I use them all the time. I don't know about you, but I take them to the grocery store.
Aldi.
Yeah. Oh, they're in my car right now because I'm going there today. I've been traveling a ton lately, so I'm like, I got to get to Aldi. Yeah, and I love it. Even when I go to other grocery stores, you bring my bags because I don't know. I just want to do right by the planet. So this is our Earth Day giveaway. It's Sunday game, which means 3 p.m. Nice matinee game. And bring out the family and cheer on the K-Wings for the last game of the regular season. And then we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No playoffs this year.
No playoffs this year. No. And, you know, it was a year of transition. You know, our head coach came in. Joel Martin came in as assistant coach to head coach very late into the off season. And so this team that was built by our former head coach, Nick Bootland. And so, you know, different coaching, different style, a lot of changes that were made, a lot of which the trades and such are for, as I mentioned, future considerations for this next season. So really excited for what's coming up in October of this year.
Yes. The exact date.
Home opener. I can talk about the exact date. I have it. It's Saturday, October 21st.
Love it.
Yeah, 7 p.m. I have to look back at the opponent, but I believe it's Cincinnati, but don't quote me.
I love that.
But I know we'll be at home on Saturday, October 21st.
Almost exactly 6 months from now.
Yeah. Yeah. 6 months. And it'll go by like that.
Of course it will. Yeah. It always does.
So we're you know, I start planning the next season when the puck drops this past season. So when October 21st, when we drop the puck for this season, I'll be starting to plan. Well, I'm already doing it. The 50th anniversary season, because this will be 49 years this season.
I was going to say, you've got a lot of work ahead of you for 50.
Yes. There's a lot of work ahead of me in general. 50, yeah. And then the new arena coming. But that'll be down the road. So all exciting things.
Yes, very exciting things. Speaking of the new arena, yeah. We were just talking off air about it. It's a done deal.
It is. It's a done deal. And hey, here's something really cool. You're the first person to actually interview me about it.
Am I?
You are. Yeah.
That's another feather in my cap.
Yeah, you are. I haven't done any press on it yet. So this is the first time I'm talking about it publicly. So
you're just inflating my ego right now.
I'm telling you the truth.
So Lawless and I had talked about it on the Bronco Nation podcast. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a big fan because I've been hearing things about putting Western basketball and hockey mm-hmm. there. I got a bit of a problem with that because nothing wrong with University at Arena.
Sure.
Lawson, one of the hardest places to play, just needs some updates. I love it for you guys.
Yeah.
You had mentioned, you know, Wings Event Center aging.
Yeah, the building itself is 50 years old. Like, this next season would have been our 50th season had we not had that dark
Correct.
Season with the pandemic. So the building itself is 50 years old. Uh-huh. Now, we've maintained it.
You have, very well.
We have maintained it, and our owners are just, they invest capital in it every year to keep it to where it's at. And it's a very cozy barn, but it's time. It's, quite simply put, it's time.
Well, and it's... Like, I love Wings Event Center, but it's outside of town.
Yep.
You know, it can be a little difficult to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like you bring it downtown.
Yep.
I know, guys, it's going to create traffic. It's going to create other things. You already got people like Lawless talking about putting in a penetrator from 94 up into town. Those are all good things.
Absolutely.
We want people in our downtown.
Yes.
This is a big attempt, in my opinion, to get people downtown. I know Absolutely. It's for you guys and the players and the organization, but you're going to have concerts in this thing. This is an attempt to liven up downtown, and I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was just in Greenville, South Carolina for work. Mm-hmm. There, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits play in our league. And really, when you look at Greenville, it is a community that Kalamazoo like attempts to emulate.
Yeah.
And what they've done when I was there, their arena is right on the like outskirts of their downtown, and their downtown is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And our downtown is beautiful. Beautiful. So really what we're doing is moving in that direction.
Yeah.
And there was, it was easy in, easy out. For me, there was plenty of parking. Mm-hmm. They did a beautiful job. So to happen to be there and see how they do it, and this trip was planned many months ago, so well before the arena was announced, to see what we're continuing to do with downtown Kalamazoo. And for those of us who grew up here, I mean, this is huge, like so positive. And yeah, you know, when it comes to Western and K-Wings and how we're going to manage all that with the schedules, that's to be determined. But we've got, this isn't, one of the things I want to point out, this isn't being built now. Like, it's happening, but it's in the very early stages. This is going to take a handful of years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we don't have a date. So that's a question I get asked quite a bit. We don't have a date. I have a idea, but it's not anything set in stone. So,
I mean, you're going to have years of building.
Yep.
On top of probably the year plus of planning.
Yes.
And everything else. Any hurdles that have to be jumped through. I know there was just one the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last Tuesday during the meeting or whatever it was? There was a bit of a...
You know, I've been out of town for the past 2 weeks, so I'm not entirely sure.
Was something going on. It's in the news. It's being very talked about. And it's just on the north, like just south of the north end.
Yep.
Just north of the new justice complex.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And this is great for that community. Our owners are giving back, are going to be utilizing small business owners and really investing in that community. And it is safe. And otherwise, the Justice Center wouldn't be there. So I want to point that out. And this is the other thing I want to point out and be really clear. This is 100% privately funded. There's not
zero taxpayer dollars.
Zero taxpayer dollars. So I just want to reiterate that, like that it is. There's not one penny of taxpayer dollars. I can't go into any community and see an arena and say that was privately funded. It just doesn't happen.
Mm-mm.
This is so beyond special isn't a big enough word.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is huge. And so Kalamazoo is so fortunate to have the people we do that anonymously that are investing in this. So I'm really proud of that. And it will be so cool when we open, whenever that is.
I mean, it's just, it's only going to do good things. You're going to see that area around the arena just explode.
Oh, exactly.
And there's so much of that, I guess, I wouldn't really call it the north side. To me, you got to get quite a ways up to get to the north side. I just think that northern edge of downtown could use more.
Absolutely. It's going to round it out beautifully.
Yeah, it really will.
Yeah.
I mean, especially the further you head down like Michigan into West Main, like where I go up to go home, like there's some area in there. It's like, I know they're putting that new building up there right before the train tracks, but like that area could use so much help.
It's good. I mean, just think of all the things that are going to be coming through there and the different groups and events and concerts. And it's really, really, really exciting.
And then everybody goes out downtown afterwards.
Yeah, think about all those businesses.
Make sure our businesses stay open.
Yeah. Think about all those businesses. 80% of our community is made up of small businesses that are owned by people that live here.
Yep.
It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. It's just, and it's, you know, as people that have been living here for a long time, this has been going on for a decade and a half, these discussions, almost two decades. So that it's finally coming to fruition.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, $300 million arena. It's so special and unique. So what I urge Kalamazoo is don't take it for granted. Keep an open mind.
Correct.
And focus on the positive.
And know that work's going to come with it.
Oh, absolutely.
My thought was, is it going to fix the one-way situation or are they going to leave it now because of the traffic?
Right. And I kind of chuckle because one-ways in Kalamazoo are nothing compared to other communities.
No, you go other places and it's like, come on.
I know. It's like, I'm like... I try not to roll my eyes, but I'm like, this is nothing.
So, I remember the first time I drove in Chicago, it was like, oh good Lord.
Exactly. Exactly. There's
you guys don't know what traffic is.
Yeah, this is nothing.
Live in Detroit Metro for 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We are so blessed here in Kalamazoo. Like, it is the perfect size community. So I would just say that. Keep an open mind. Be positive. You know, I understand that change is hard. I get that. But change is necessary, and we're so excited for that. And you and I were talking off air about this too. But from a recruiting standpoint, for Joel, our head coach, and his staff, this is huge. This is huge.
It's like being a college coach that just got a new practice facility.
Exactly. It makes it like we love Kalamazoo, but when you're a player and you've got other teams recruiting you or trying to recruit you. That are in way bigger cities, Kalamazoo doesn't necessarily stack up to Jacksonville or Fort Myers or even Indianapolis.
Cincinnati.
Like, yeah, we're a beautiful community, but when you're young and you're a hockey player and you're being recruited, you're not necessarily, you're looking at different things. And so you are going to look at the facility. So from a recruiting standpoint,
correct.
We didn't make playoffs this year, but this will be a game changer for us. So I encourage everyone to look at the whole picture.
Mm-hmm. And it's not going to cost you anything.
It's not going to cost you a dime other than when you buy tickets.
Yeah. And when you drive downtown, there might be more traffic.
Yeah, but just like, give yourself extra time.
It's all good. Do you remember how many seats they're talking about?
Yeah, about 6,500.
What are we now?
51, just over 5,100.
So you're going to enter that new stage of conversation of concerts.
Yes, and one of the things that we're going to have that we don't have in this arena is suites. So we're going to have suite space.
Yeah.
Which is from a corporate partner standpoint.
Oh, I bet you got corporate partners just chomping at the bit.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be to entertain for whether it's hockey or concerts or basketball or whatever. We're going to have suites. Like that's one of the things that we don't have that a lot of our peers do in the ECHL. And I travel to, you just heard me, I was in Greenville. Where else was I this year? I was in Rapid City.
Iowa's new stadium.
Iowa's is brand new. Theirs is in a really cool boutique community.
Coralville.
Yes. Fabulous. And I was there last year.
Yep. Just north of Iowa City, for those playing at home.
Yeah. And so it is, that's just one of many things that we're going to see.
So it's like, no offense to Wings Event Center, but it's like, put yourself in one of these young kids' shoes.
Oh, yeah.
I can go play. I mean, I know we're bigger than Iowa City, Coralville. We're about the same as Cedar Rapids, which is in between those two communities.
Yep.
You look at a new shiny arena in a place like Iowa, and then you look at.
Yeah. And you look at Wings Event Center.
And it's like.
Yeah. Yeah, you're making decisions, and sometimes it's not based off money.
No, and now you're going to have this beautiful
state of the art. I mean, it will be from a technology standpoint. Yeah. I mean, all the things are the concourse at Wings Event Center, we've been selling a ton of games out. Mm-hmm. It's a good problem, but man, it gets congested in there. So we're going to have more space.
Yeah.
We're going to have more ADA seating. There's so many positives. And saying goodbye will be hard. But,
it will.
But it's going to be, it's the old cliche, when one door closes, another one opens. And it's time. It truly is time.
And the hardest part of ending is starting again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know how I can put it in terms. Like 50 doesn't seem like very old.
Yeah.
But in stadium years.
Oh, ancient. Yeah. I mean, think about how far we've come just from a technology standpoint in 50 years. I mean, even the seating. I get asked about the seats quite a bit because those are the seats that we've had since we opened in 1974. They're smaller because the average American has grown. And this is true. I mean, men and women are 30 pounds heavier now than they were back in 1974. We don't have cup holders on the seats either, everyone. And I know I get that one quite a bit. And so it's like, we're going to have all these things. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Take it in stride, everybody.
Yeah. And by the time we get there, we'll be talking about it so long. And I mean, you and I will go together however many more seasons talking about the new arena. And by the time it gets here, we'll be ready.
Yeah. I'd be like, it's finally here.
Let's get it over with.
So I don't know. I've been hearing the complaints too. And I will be honest, I wasn't at the beginning the biggest fan of it. But I think it was more so with the Western side of things.
Sure.
I loved it for the K-Wings.
Yeah.
I just think the Western stuff.
Yeah.
And that would be a hard schedule to try to cram all of that in, the Wings, concerts. I do think this is a play to get better acts into town.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. Yeah, because we're located right smack dab between Chicago and Detroit. This is a play for us to get. I mean, because when Van Andel was built.
That took a lot of
It took a lot of stuff from Wings Event Center. So absolutely. So the schedule will be tricky.
Yeah.
It's going to be. And luckily, we have a long runway to figure all this out.
We do. And it's just like you would get some of these tours that are not like I'm. And let's be clear. I'm not talking A-listers, people.
No, we're not going to have, I don't.
Dua Lipa's not coming to Kalamazoo.
We're not going to have Taylor Swift.
No. But you might get that up and comer that's a C breaking into B, oh, maybe a B minus or a B.
Absolutely.
You're going to get some of those acts where they're on tour and just logistically, because you're in between Kalamazoo and Detroit, you're going to get some of these people that start dropping off.
Absolutely. That's exactly who we're going to attract. And that's who we want.
And you might, it might be, oh, we're playing on in Grand Rapids and we're heading south.
Yep.
So like they stop here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of possibility with this.
Absolutely. A ton. The sky's the limit. So it's going to be exciting. Well, we have Wiz Khalifa coming to Wings Event Center on Saturday.
Yeah.
So come to the hockey game Friday, Wiz Khalifa Saturday, hockey game Sunday. We're busy.
It's a busy weekend.
Yeah, we're very busy. Yeah, exactly.
And then nothing.
Yeah, and then
I mean, you're going to have concerts throughout the summer, but we're done with hockey after
we're done.
Sunday.
Yep, and then we'll have preseason early October, and then we launch October 21st.
Wow.
There it is.
Another season in the books.
I know. I can't believe it.
It's number two for me.
Number two. This will nine? Yeah.
Two in Kalamazoo, but then I think the third was the dark year.
Yeah.
I was in Battle Creek.
Oh, were you during that?
I remember, okay. I was going to work with John, and then the world went dark.
What a weird
Not
time.
Not just Wings Event Center.
Yeah, the whole world. Yeah. What a weird time.
I think back on it, and it's like, wow.
I know. I do, too, because my Facebook memories at this time of year pop up with all the early days, and I'm like, what an odd time that was. So it's good to be on this side of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being at home wasn't bad, but I don't know. I'd rather be busy.
Yeah. The memories of that have been popping up lately.
Yeah.
I just realized I've been doing radio for a decade, so that's been nice. I've been grappling with that.
Yeah. Well, that's with that time comes wisdom. It's good to have wisdom.
Which sometimes I don't know if the wisdom's good or bad, but you know, it's
well,
there.
You can get jaded with wisdom. You just gotta
It sounds about right.
Yeah. You just got to stay, keep a positive mindset.
I try as much as I can.
Yeah.
I tried to pull more stuff out of her for next year. She can't go there yet.
I can't. There's not much I can say. Now, we do normally release the schedule
that's
early
what
May.
I was trying to think about
early
that.
May.
Okay.
Which isn't that far away. I mean, we're already, today the 11th?
Yeah.
Yeah. So within the next 3-4 weeks is usually what happens. So we're keeping our eye on that.
Okay. We will keep an eye on
that. And season tickets are on sale. They've been on sale since January. So if you want season tickets for next season, go to kwings.com. We're going to get you hooked up with a sales rep and we'll get you your seats. Because our season ticket holder base has been exploding. So it grew like 25% this year.
And you might want to get on board now. So then when this change goes in effect, you're like first priority.
Oh, hands down. Like, if you are interested in that, I totally agree with Jordan. Don't sit there.
Grandfather yourself in.
Yeah.
Because you will get right of first refusal.
Yep, absolutely.
At least I think so.
He's building my business plan. Well, you'll definitely have more knowledge because I, you know, like I'll write a letter to the season ticket holders and keep them informed. So, yeah, absolutely.
See, I know the tricks, guys. I'm not a dummy.
You weren't born yesterday. That's the wisdom you're gaining.
When you drop the schedule, that was my other question. Will we get the promotional schedule or does that come later?
That comes later.
Okay.
We're building that
throughout
the spring. So that we announced that in September.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I figured, but you don't want to assume, you know what happens.
Right. So like that's a fun little question to answer. So we'll probably have it built by June.
Okay.
But we're fine tuning all the details June, July, August. When Walk Up goes on sale, which is the Tuesday after Labor Day, then we announce the game themes and promotions at that point. So, but throughout the summer, we'll have several things go on sale, spring and summer, like half season tickets if you don't want to invest in full seasons, because 36 home games is a lot. If you want to do 18, we have half season tickets going on sale, flexi plans going on sale. We have groups going on sale. So if you want to bring a group out, anyone can be a group leader, 10 or more people. You want to bring them out and get that booked. We have special incentives for that. So we'll have a lot of content going on in terms of being able to book tickets and buy tickets for those games that that I know will sell out. Rainbow ice, green ice, pink ice, and then whatever cool things we come up with.
Which we always look forward to.
Yeah, we're always coming up with something.
So I'm thinking you should probably come back in September once you guys drop that promotional schedule.
Yeah, I'll be back in September and we'll just start talking about the whole thing.
Yeah, and then obviously jumping into it October 21st.
Yep, October 21st. Mark your calendar. The only way you can get tickets now for that game is to buy season tickets. So just FYI.
Just so you know, everybody.
KWings.com.
KWings.com. Can't say it enough. KWings.com.
And come Friday and Sunday and cheer us on.
I will be there Friday. I can't miss Fan Appreciation Night. I don't know if I'll be there Sunday.
I'll be there
still
Sunday.
On the fence about Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, that's not my thing, but we are auctioning off on Sunday the K-Wings jerseys. They're reds, the ones they wore all season. So we're auctioning those off post-game. They're going to benefit Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation.
Okay.
And so that's happening Sunday directly after the game, after we do the player awards. So the players get awards, their season awards, and then we go right into the jersey auction. So if that's something of interest, come on out.
I don't know if I mentioned it for Sunday, 3 o'clock game.
Yeah.
And then 7 o'clock Friday night.
Yep. And it is going to be beautiful Friday, but don't let that deter you because the sun goes down like at 8 anyways, so and it gets chilly. So come on out to the game.
Yeah. And then,
yeah.
Yeah, you can go out after. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
7 o'clock, it'll be done by.
Yeah, it is. It gets
before
chilly.
Before 10, I mean, come on.
Exactly. Yeah, 9:30, we're done.
Yeah, so it's like you got plenty of time to run downtown, do what you want to do.
Yep.
I mean, usually I stop at One Well on the way home, but that's me.
That's you.
People, that's me.
I go home and go to bed.
I drink beer.
Yeah, I don't drink anything anymore. So, I mean, water, but yeah,
you know,
coffee.
I did want to mention this.
Yeah.
I've been kind of taking stuff out of your book a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not like 100% done with certain things.
Yep.
But I will, like sweets lately.
Yeah.
People bring donuts in, that kind of stuff. Jim McKinney's very guilty of it, trying to bring.
I love donuts.
He put in Samoa freaking Girl Scout cookies in here yesterday, and he's like,
"That's
here
dangerous.
You go." And I'm like, "Jim, you're killing me."
Yeah.
But I've been refraining from the sweets.
Good for you.
I think I drink maybe one night a week now.
Good.
And if I do, it's a couple beers before I'd smash like a 6 or 12 pack in a weekend.
Yeah.
So
good for you.
I'm like, you know what?
Well, the question is, how do you feel about
it? A lot better.
Yeah, it feels
a lot better.
It feels, and that's what it is. It's like it feels really good.
And going to the gym at this point feels like that drug that I have to have.
Yeah, every day. That's how I start my day. Yeah, I call it setting the table for the day.
I like that.
I can set the table, do my workouts. I meditate. I gratitude journal. I read for professional or personal development, and then my day can go the way it's going to go. It could go sideways, upside down, backwards, or it could be a good. It doesn't matter because I carve that time out for me in the morning.
See, I feel like I need to change to mornings because I do nights now. So it's like if my day gets thrown off, there's no like yesterday. I was here until 7:30. I didn't hit the gym.
Right. That exactly. That's why I do this stuff in the morning.
See, you're getting me to think again.
Yeah. Good. Good. I'm trying. Yeah. So I'm in this summer. I'll celebrate 1,000 days alcohol free in July. It's pretty cool. So, and I experiment with other things too. Like you talked about, I was vegetarian for like 8 months. Now I'm eating fish, so pescatarian, or I was caffeine free for 2 years. And then I dabbled in caffeine again. I'm like, I don't really like how I feel. So I'm off. Mm-mm. I drink decaf, just stuff like that. I just experiment.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't know, maybe one day I will drink again. But for now, I like this and it feels good.
So. Well, and some of it's just, I guess in moderation, like I only drink a cup or two of coffee a day. Before it was way higher than that.
Exactly.
So I think for me, it's like finding the balance first. And then it's like at a certain point, just all of it can go away.
Right. A good barometer for this is if someone said to you, Jordan, you can never drink coffee again. Or you, how would you feel about that?
I'd be fine with it.
Yeah. And that's when you can tell, like, if someone said you can never drink alcohol again, you know, and some people would be like, God, I can't imagine. Like, I know in my 30s, I'd have been like, no way. But now I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, who cares?
So, it you know, if someone said, Tony, you can never eat Swedish fish again, I'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah, that would get me. Yeah. I love Swedish fish.
I know. So there's certain things.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell, you know, where I need to just keep my eye on things. So
very odd tangent, but
it is.
I thought I'd bring it up.
I could talk about it all day long, but
I'm passionate about it. It got to a point where it was just like, I don't know. Alcohol is, it's a weird beast.
Yeah, it's not great for you.
No, not at all.
No,
not
if you look
all.
Into the science of it, but I won't bore people with that stuff.
No,
I won't get on that soapbox.
And the reason why I did it is just like it's counterintuitive to what I'm doing at the gym.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's exactly what it is. When I was running all my marathons and Ironmans and doing all this stuff, I'm like, I would reward myself with that. And I'm like, well, I'm undoing all the things that I've been training
correct.
For. It's like, this is dumb. But, you know, so this is a whole other thing. Our culture very much, you know, pushes that.
It does. It pushes a lot of other things. Like,
so
I hate to say it, like social media is one of those things for
me.
Oh,
yeah.
And I should be on more just for who I am and what I do, but I just, I can't.
Yeah, it's tricky because of what we do for a living, right? Like, social media is a big part of what we do for the K-Wing, so.
Yeah. Luckily, you have people that do that stuff
I do
you.
Have people. I keep an eye on it, but yeah. It's nice to have people.
Yeah.
The best staff, the best front office staff in the biz, so.
Anything else you want to touch on for K-Wings hockey?
No, I'm excited. So come on out this weekend.
Do you get a little bit of a reprieve?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you're constantly planning and everything, but I hope that at some point you could just unplug.
May is usually a pretty good month. If you do it right and you're like I said, I start planning the next season when we open the current season, you're at a good position where you can kind of take your foot off the accelerator in May and take a breath. So that's the plan.
And then right back to it at June.
Yep. Yeah, because we're budgeting. Our fiscal year goes to June 30th, so we're budgeting and so May is the month.
Basically, what I'm saying is Tony's a superhero. So.
I don't know about that. As long as I get 7-8 hours of sleep, I'm good.
Because, the thing she has to do, and I don't know how you do it. But.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I can't imagine doing anything else. So, thanks for having me.
Of course.
And speaking of doing a bunch of stuff, I got to go run a meeting.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
good, good. Yeah, I got a meeting today, too, so I think we both should head off to our meetings.
We should go to work. Well, we are working, but.
Final time with Tony this season, wrapping up the 22-23 hockey season and getting ready for 23-24.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Jordan.
Bye.
This has been another episode of the K-Wings Corner, a Midwest Communications podcast.